AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden announces a new COVID-19 vaccination goal.
By July 4th is to have 70% of adult Americans with at least one shot and 160 million Americans fully vaccinated. That means giving close to 100 million shots, some first shots, other second shots, over the next 60 days.
President telling those who have yet to be vaccinated to consider the choices they're making.
This is your choice. It's life and death. And I hope everyone knows within themselves, it makes the choice that will, it's going to help them and their loved ones be safe.
Detroit is one of the cities seeing a lot of people with a deep reluctance to getting the shots.
So far, only about 31% of Detroit residents eligible for vaccinations have received at least one dose.
Hello, hello. Passing out COVID-19 vaccination information.
Supervisor Anthony Brinson says there's a lot of misinformation.
When they know the facts, I think it'll help get them out.
Various campaigns are also underway in Black and other communities of color. Mecca Shabazz is not vaccinated.
Everybody, when it first came out, had like, we about to get it right now. I just probably going to wait.
Some in Nicola Sproker's family got vaccinated.
They've gotten a little bit sick from it and stuff, you know. So I'm saying, is it worth it? Or not, you know, I really don't know.
Victoria Covari with the mayor's office in Detroit says,
we're going to knock on every residential door in this city.
I'm Ed Donahue.
The Center for Public Integrity finds workers in the lowest paid jobs, childcare, gas station clerks, security guards, are often cheated out of pay they deserve by their employers. Temple University law professor Jennifer Lee.
It's something that is absolutely prevalent, right, among workers.
In 2019, the Labor Department found at least 8,500 employers underpaid workers by some $287 million. This is AP News. American Airlines, Microsoft, and Levi Strauss are among the more than 50 major companies and business groups to sign off on a letter expressing opposition to state legislatures making any changes that would make it harder to vote in that state. The letter goes on to say, restricting election laws harms democracy. Major League Baseball moved this year's All-Star Game out of Atlanta after the Georgia legislature imposed a series of restrictions on voting access. Atlanta restaurant owner Gus Teslios.
We're going to move on. We've been through worse. But it's just a little bit hard, you know, hurts a little bit because it was going to be a fun week.
The Texas House could vote as soon as this week on a bill that effectively targets Harris County, home of Houston and a Democratic hub, after officials there dramatically expanded voting options in 2020 amid the pandemic. Texas would follow other GOP-led states, including Iowa and Florida, that have passed their own voting restrictions. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.